single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Welcome to Living Life. May the Lord bless you as you walk together with Him today. Do you enjoy watching movies? What kind of movies do you enjoy watching? I try to watch movies with my wife whenever I can on Mondays. Or the time that I catch up on watching movies is when I'm on an airplane and going from one place to another. But as I look at different movies, there's so many of them are movies about end times, apocalyptic movies, zombie movies, and many movies, so many of them. But how does it go? I mean, basically, you know, people living their normal lives, and then something happened, maybe an alien invasion. And then how does a story take place? And then as they're trying to engage in fighting, and then they have a savior or somebody that comes through, and then with a new technology or new power, or them coming together, working together, and then they deal with the problem that arises and the world is saved. Now, why is it that there are so many end time movies? Is it because people have a sneaky suspicion the world is coming to an end? And then they're thinking, oh my, yeah, we have to face it. And then how do you feel at the end of the movie? Do you feel what they present is a real solution to what's going to really save the world? Today's passage, it speaks about how the world is coming to an end. And it gives a real picture, the causes, and then how we can find deliverance. Let's talk about that together.
Isaiah chapter 24, verses 1 through 13. See, the Lord is going to lay waste the earth and devastate it. He will ruin its face and scatter its inhabitants. It will be the same for priests as for people, for master as for servant, for mistress as for maid, for seller as for buyer, for borrower as for lender, for debtor as for creditor. The earth will be completely laid waste and totally plundered. The Lord has spoken this word. The earth dries up and withers. The world languishes and withers. The exalted of the earth languish. The earth is defiled by its people. They have disobeyed the laws, violated the statutes, and broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore, a curse consumes the earth. Its people must bear their guilt. Therefore, earth's inhabitants are burned up, and very few are left. The new wine dries up, and the vine withers. All the merrymakers groan. The gaiety of the tambourines is stilled. The noise of the revelers has stopped. The joyful harp is silent. No longer do they drink wine with a song. The beer is bitter to its drinkers. The ruined city lies desolate. The entrance to every house is barred. In the streets they cry out for wine. All joy turns to gloom. All gaiety is banished from the earth. The city is left in ruins. Its gate is battered to pieces. So will it be on the earth and among the nations, as when an olive tree is beaten, or as when gleanings are left after the grape harvest.
From today's passage, chapter 24, and it speaks about God's judgment, and today how God is bringing judgment to the whole world. And chapter 25, it's going to talk about how God is preserving God's people, and chapter 26, how God's restoring the nation, and that's how it's going to continue. In chapter 24, today's passage, God's judgment, and that He's bringing to the whole world, and that's what we see. The word earth is repeated about 10 times here throughout this passage, talking about not just one area, but the whole world. And not just the people living in it, but even the environment and everything and that is, and then that holds the people, and thinking about the whole world, and that's what we see. From the beginning, verse 1, it says, the Lord is going to lay waste the earth. It's going to be devastating, and then it's going to be ruined, and it's going to happen all over, that everywhere, and that's what we see. Verse 2, it says, it's going to happen to everybody alike, priests as well as people, religious people or unreligious, master or servant, high class people or people that are doing menial work, or people that are selling or buying or borrowing or people lending money, people in all kinds of economic standing wherever that they may be. It's going to happen to everybody. All kinds of people, they're going to all be experiencing this judgment. Verse 3, it says, earth will be completely laid waste, and it will be totally plundered. And that's what God says here. It's going to be dried up, withered, and it's going to languish, and then it's going to waste away, and that's what we're seeing. But you know, as we're thinking about, yes, the whole world is coming to an end and all this destruction taking place, and we pause to wonder, what's the cause? What's the cause? Here, verse 5, God says, it is God's judgment because people on this earth, because of their sin, verse 5, defile the place. And then it's because they disobey the laws, and because they violated their statutes, and because they broke the everlasting covenant, verse 6. Because of that, therefore, there is a curse that's consuming the earth, and people that are guilty now have to be brought to justice, and that's what we see. You see here, God gives a picture. The reason why the earth and the whole world will be brought to judgment is because of sin. We know when people become immoral and people living immorally and in sinful way, and then we see that's affecting more and more and affecting the society. But here we see God bringing and all those that are sinful and those that are living a life unrighteous before God to judgment, and that's what's happening. You know, the picture that goes on, and then after verse 7, gives a picture of a harvest time, but that they are not able to enjoy. And there is a harvest time, and then there is no joy. And they do not have power, and then they do not have strength, and then they're not able to drink wine and sing. And because the beer is bitter and there is not much that they could celebrate in harvest, and the place that they enjoy being together, the city with all its glamour, are desolate. And then everywhere that they turn to, it's a gloomy place. And rather than joy, and there is gloom. And because God's judgment has come upon them. But in the midst of this judgment, we see, as we go to tomorrow's passage, there is hope. In the midst of God's judgment, there is mercy. And we see in the midst of it, God gives ways for people to come to Him and find hope. That's what we see. Next time when you're watching End of the World movie, I hope that you will think, yes, people do know the world is coming to an end because they struggle with sin, because they see not just their sin and other sins that's affecting many others. They don't know how the world is going to be brought to an end. Scripture reminds us, sin and sinners will be brought to judgment. And it's not the movie's suggestion of salvation, the Savior that's going to deliver them. But they could only find deliverer, Savior, in Jesus Christ. I hope that you will share the hope that they can have to people that's around you, that they can find hope and salvation in Jesus Christ, who came and took punishment and judgment for them and for us, so that we may be saved. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have come for us and took our punishment and judgment upon you, so that we will be saved, so that we will not be standing on the day of judgment. We thank you. Help us to share about who you are to many. In Jesus' name, amen.
For a single soul, reaching a world all and stepping in closer, CGM.